Okay, I see the record light. Okay, good enough. Good morning, everyone. It's October 20. Okay, I see the record light. Okay, good enough. Good morning, everyone. It's October 27th, 2020, Southern Arizona IOC meeting. And we're going to do introductions. I'm Barbara Carling. I'm the vice chair.
I'm Michelle Quiros. I am with Kodak Health Recovery and Wellness, a provider agency in Tucson, Arizona.
Sharon Faulkner Gillespie, Intermountain Foster Care Concerns and Compliance Coordinator and an adoptive mom of two kinship children.
Joe Mashinsky, family member, Tucson, Arizona member.
Tyson Gillespie, Community Partners Integrated Healthcare, Executive Director, Adult Assertive Community Treatment Teams, and an Integrated Clinic for Young Adults.
Phyllis Grant, Southern Arizona Regional Director for Family Involvement Center, and member.
Joanna Kyle, Coyote Task Force committee member.
Hello, Adriana Molina. I'm with United Healthcare Community Plan. I'm the member liaison.
Larry Allen, ADOA liaison to the IOCs.
This is Frederica Graham. With I have a little delay, so I'll be using chat box for anything I may have. Thank you, and good morning, everyone.
Good morning, everyone. This is CJ Loisel with Access.
I believe that's all, Barbara.
Is that everyone? Susan? Okay, everybody's in. Okay, well, good morning, everyone. Thank you. Thank you for attending. We'll just get going here. Is there anyone that we missed? Is there anyone? Okay. I guess we'll just jump into the agenda because we have some discussion that'll be coming up. And first item is actually review minutes from last month's meeting. And I'm going to invite Susan Heider in a minute. Susan, are you still online? Are you able to? Larry, we were checking that, and it turns out the last two meetings are audible, has not been posted on the website. Is that something we have to request, or how does that work? Our meeting.
I emailed Melissa Brown to try to get the actual file of the meeting, the Zoom meeting. Don't have the file as a problem. And I've yet to hear back from her.
Okay, gotcha. That's right. We had the training.
And the meeting, and actually the meeting before that on the 22nd, you didn't have quorum.
Oh, I thought
or the 25th. I forget. Let me see. Yeah, that's correct. You didn't have quorum, so I just need to indicate that on the website so it would reflect that.
Okay, perfect. Right, because I noticed, August, again, was the training, and then July, July was canceled? Am I on my right? Never mind. We'll work it out later. Okay.
I think July and August, you did meet quorum.
Okay.
And then we didn't have the Zoom file because we went outside our platform that we normally use.
Okay.
So we were not sent a file to post. So again, I emailed Melissa Brown on that to try to get that file.
All right.
But I knew she never responded.
Okay. We'll work that out. I'll call her too. Thank you.
Okay.
But along those lines, Susan, can you come on and Susan, by the way, is back with our committee. She was with our committee many years, and she's been invaluable with writing our annual reports and so forth. And so she's working with me on this year's annual reports. And about the minutes, Susan, can you come on and put out your request? I wonder if we lost her connection. I don't know her last number. I know she called in. Well, in a nutshell, basically, she's, again, Larry.
Can you hear me?
Oh, yes, yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I had it muted for a moment. excuse me. Apparently, from what I understand, this was discussed perhaps last spring, and didn't really go anywhere. And in trying to help Barb with the annual report, I even reviewing the minutes for each minute, each meeting, is extremely difficult since it's a, for lack of a better word, a verbal recording. When they are on there, a person has to actually go on the portal, listen to the recording, and try and make notes, which is very difficult to do. You have to listen to the recording numerous times. And when it comes to the annual report, I did the annual report for probably 5 years at least. And the only way I was able to do it with any kind of pertinent information and complete information was I literally printed out 12 months of minutes and collated them, if you will. So I had a complete picture of guest speakers, training, subcommittee information, especially new subcommittee information, et cetera, et cetera. With the annual report, it's in trying to do that, it's literally impossible with just a verbal recording. I mean, You would spend hours and hours and hours trying to listen to these recordings and write down the critical information and then try and combine it with what you wrote before and, you know, pull out what you hadn't written, et cetera, et cetera. I think you get the picture. And I know there's a change in how ADOA is doing things. And I understand that, and I understand the staffing. But I think we have to seriously consider some manner of having written minutes that can be posted on the portal. I don't know how other, the central and the northern IOCs are doing this or even managing it, but from reading their annual reports, it doesn't look like they're getting very far on it either. And I just wanted to throw it open for discussion. We begin each meeting by reviewing the minutes, and I've noticed that nobody has any comments about the minutes, and I have to wonder if it's because there's no way to strategically or completely review the minutes. So we just sort of say it's okay. And I don't think that's appropriate. In the past, and I admit I was gone for a year, 18 months, due to the death of my son, and I took a break. But prior to that, prior to the change in the ADOA, you know, we had a person from the Department of Health who literally took minutes and posted them, and there was almost always changes to the minutes when we reviewed them the following month. So I kind of throw that open. I don't know if Ken, I've talked to Ken and Barbara and I, if we're the only ones that find that difficult, or if, you know, if anybody else, even including death incidents, seclusion and restraint reports, which I know have been sort of put on the back burner, unfortunately. And I know the death and incidents didn't come on until October, but even trying to figure out how many of those have been done, unless it's verbally stated and somebody writes it down, it's very, very difficult. When we get to boarding care, when we're able to do that again, whoever is going to be on that subcommittee wrote copious notes, and we have the names of the boarding cares and what have you, and what the issues were, and very, very helpful. The training that took place, and unfortunately I wasn't on board last month, but I did read it, and I don't know if any other training took place in the last year. I would have to listen to all 12 months or what was available of the verbal recordings to try and figure that out. And training is critical for us, and so well received by the committees that I think it's critical to have that in there, as well as guests who join us. Jason's information, I mean, you have to go back and listen for 12 months and see what he's been doing. And it's very, very difficult. I think you get my point. I'm going overboard here. But I wonder if anybody else has any comments on that. And if we can open that up once again for discussion on what possible solutions there may be to this.
This is Joe Mashinsky. I agree with Susan Hyder 1,000%.
I did talk to Ken Carrolls last night, and he was 100% or 1,000%, as Joe says, on board with this, and found it very, very difficult and critical.
I'll throw in my two cents. I couldn't agree more. It's been a really rough, tough transition from paper reports and, you know, being able to look at, in my case, seclusion and restraint reports on paper, now going the other route. It's been a real challenge. And it's unfortunate because as a team, we were so capable and able, and we were happy about the idea that we could do a really good job of oversight on both seclusion and restraints and accident incident, because we had hard copies. And I know it's not practical today, but it has, I'm still not adjusted to the whole thing. And that's all I'm going to say about that. Anyone else, anybody out there that can help come up with a solution?
Well, you bring up another point, this Susan again, on the seclusion, restraint, death and incident reports. We had gotten to the point some years ago, it took quite a while, but we had gotten to the point with the Department of Health where we had I forget what you call it, but the consumer ID number without the name, so that we were able to follow and track that particular number throughout various reports and see if there were more than one incident. And that became very, very important in, you know, making sure that this any particular consumer was getting the care that they deserved and needed.
That is the absolute truth of it. Again, in seclusion restraints, I followed a client through 7 visits because of that ability to see that number. And it was heartbreaking. And that's when I went on the bandwagon about trauma-informed care for the caregivers, because I could, it was just blatantly coming off from the narratives that this client was in desperate need of a different approach. Just one brief piece of that was that she would drag her mattress down to try to sleep next to a nurse. She was so frightened. And she was then put in restraints, you know, manual restraints. So I'm just saying that it was heartbreaking to read these things, but I had the ability and you know, to inquire about it because we had that access. And again, today it's just not possible.
I think for the independent oversight committees, I'm going to assume the other committees are dealing with the same thing from what I understand. For us to do the kind of complete job, for lack of a better word, that the ADOA requires requires of us, we need to find some solution to this, because we're not able to successfully do the work that ADOA expects of us. And it's a critical issue. And I hate to see it put on the back burner.
Larry or CJ or Frederica, any help or comments on this issue, please?
Yes, I do have some comments on that. When ADOA took over, we started going through Google platform, we were going to post the audio file only. The written minutes and the action items needed to be taken by the committee themselves. Whether you keep that on an internal file within the committee, and then you have your action items you can review at the time of the next meeting. Or you can post written minutes along with the audio minutes. I have a committee, Arizona State Hospital, where I post the audio minutes of the meeting. And a couple of days later, I get a written file from them and I post that as well. Then they have an action item file or document that's circled around the IOC after the meeting. And it's submitted to the administration at Arizona State Hospital for them to respond. So it's a little different committee and agency compared to what you're working with within ASH, but it's fairly common. So my suggestion to you and to your committee, and obviously this is going to be your decision, or the committee's decision, is to make sure that written file or your written minutes are done within the committee. Now, you either have a secretary of your committee that takes the minutes, and after the meeting circulates those minutes to review and to post. And it works really well.
Well, you mentioned action items. We did have a separate list of action items. So if I understand you correctly, one of the committee members, which would probably have to be an additional member, would be responsible for basically nothing more than taking minutes and action areas and getting those to you or whoever. Is that correct?
No. I mean, yeah, they could do whatever they want to do. The minutes are sent out after the meeting to all the committee members to review the written minutes.
Right. Right. Uh-huh. That's what I'm saying. But the minutes have to be written by somebody within the committee itself.
Yes.
I see. Okay. Then I guess that's a separate meeting of just committee members to look at. And I mean, we have so many subcommittees, and that's a different discussion later in this meeting. I get it. I hear what you're saying. It sounds like the same thing that was said last spring. So, okay.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, no, it would have to be, you could put it on your next agenda to vote on a secretary to take the notes, or you could just have a rotational, however you want to do it, rotation to each individual committee member, whether it's Tyson or Joanna or you. So it can vary.
Right.
I mean, it doesn't have to be really that formal, unless you want to make it that formal. But you're right. I mean, to actually do the actual report itself, you do need the written minutes to go back and look at that, because it sure does make it a lot easier.
Okay.
This is Joe Mashinsky. You know, I'm just curious. I know that we had this discussion once before, and when IOC took this over, they decided there would be no written minutes. You know, I have a family member with dementia, and I am unable to sit down for an hour and a half and listen to minutes every month. So basically, if I'm not at the meeting, I don't know what's going on. And the other thing I'd like to point out, you know, I don't know who was just talking and says about what we should be doing, but I'd like to go over their head and find out if there's any way we can get somebody from the state to take the minutes, as we have had for many, many years prior to IOC taking over this function.
Can, just for the sake of moving on to the agenda, can we just agree for now that it's rotating? I'm more than happy to take minutes today. This is Tyson speaking. And then let's just do it rotating. If the committee is in agreement of that.
Thank you, Tyson. We did attempt that too this spring, and I do appreciate you coming forward and offering. Yes, I, you know, as a committee, let's do a little chat after this meeting on this, you know, to see what we can do to move forward. Okay, Susan and Tyson, because I totally agree. I dearly miss Gisette, you know, our gal. But we'll and thank you, Larry. We will put our heads together and. But Tyson, you know what? Yes, please, and we will post those notes. Thank you. Thank you. Won't say no. Thanks, Tyson.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead. Jason, do you happen to be online? He's our Officer Winsky. Are you there? I don't think he's on. That's our law enforcement. Okay, move on to member recruitment. Not anybody, any comments on member recruitment at this time? Or outreach?
So this is Tyson again. Jared, who is from the Safford office for Community Partners, he's willing to continue to come as long as the committee does review things for Southern Arizona, opposed to being Pima specific. So he just had a conflict this morning.
Absolutely. You know, we at one time were reorganized or remapped, and I thought we included, maybe that was Sierra Vista. Larry, do you have any news on that? Can we also include Safford? Larry?
What was the question again, Barbara?
Tyson was saying that Jared from, is it Safford or Safford? It's Safford, right?
Safford. He's in Safford.
Yeah, he's would like to be become a member or, you know, continue with our committee, but he would like us to review things from his area also. Is that within our mapping? I mean, can we include Safford? Safford? Arizona.
That's a good question. I don't know the answer to that question. I would think so, but I would need to verify that with Axios.
Please don't ask me to tell you what county that is. I have no idea. I just know where Safford is.
Somebody just put, CJ put, I'm sorry, where did that go? Where did that note go? Can you say that to us, CJ?
Sure. I'm having a little trouble with my audio, Barbara. Are you able to hear me now?
Perfectly.
Okay. So Safford is within the REBA GSA. Remember when I came out and did the training and said there's two different GSA maps on the Access website, one the Arizona or the ACC plans and one for the REBA. So you do currently receive reports and have oversight in the Safford area under everything under Arizona Complete Health. But there are some areas within that same or some members, your general mental health and your children populations that are served by those ACC regions, which are mapped a little differently. So there are both maps are posted on the Access website, so you guys can see that. You want me to put a link here in the chat for you, Barbara?
Oh, perfect. Thank you. So
sure.
Now let me see. Forgive me. That's a yes, right?
It is and it isn't. It is because the old GSAs for the REBAs will remain current until 2022, and then it'll flip. So for right now, yes, for your SMI population, you're reviewing Safford reports. But I believe that Safford falls into the ACC Central Region when everything transitions in 2022.
So confusing.
It's because it's based on how the geographic service areas were mapped, which determined, and those are done by population, the REBA outline. And since the ACC implementation didn't line up with the REBA contract expiration, we can't move those boundaries for REBA. So it will change to match the ACC because our population growth has changed. And so we have to realign those geographic service areas to match the population served, right? And so when the REBA contracts are renewed in 2022, the map for ACC will take over. But for right now, all of your REBA enrolled members that are living in that area are being, you are being provided reports and special assistance names and everything for folks in that area. Is that, I know it's super complicated, but did that answer your question?
That helps. And basically, Tyson, so please invite Jared and say yes until 2022. Yes?
Okay.
Just a note from a support standpoint, your members that you vote on to your committee don't necessarily need to live in your GSA. So if that's what you're talking about for recruitment, that wouldn't necessarily be up to your committee. But there's no statute that says he couldn't remain on your committee past that change.
And also, Tyson, if you could have, if you could connect him with Larry Allen to, no, Frederica? No, Larry. Connect him with Larry Allen. You probably have all his connection, you know, his email and all that. And then we could get the paperwork done.
I think we probably just want to make sure that also agenda items are relevant throughout the GSA. Because I know at times we've been Pima centric. So I'll talk to Jared and I'll report back, or I'll send his information over to Larry between now and next month.
Thanks, Tyson. Thank you. Okay. And then moving on to deaths, incidents, exclusion, restraint. Has any committee member had any success getting registered or working out on the portal?
Well, this is Susan. Frederica, I fell off the portal site due to some medical issues, and I will by tomorrow at the latest request another inclusion on that, so I'll get that to you.
Okay, that sounds good.
And Frederica, Tyson, I have two accounts because I need one for the clinic that I support, and then I had to have one for the committee, and I updated my information for the clinic and had missed the emails because I don't monitor the other email to renew. So I'll send an email over to you.
Perfect. Thank you.
I think the biggest issue on that, particularly the seclusion and restraint, I don't know, Frederica, how many members we have on that portal. Do you know off the top of your head?
When you say members, you mean committee members?
Yes,
If you give me a second, I can look it up and then I'll put it in the chat for you.
Oh, okay. Yes. But if you're not signed up for it, I would strongly suggest you do sign up. If you're on the seclusion restraint, I think in this, starting in January, Ken, Barbara, and I have talked about it. Any committee members, if you're part of the Southern Arizona IOC, including Tyson's, area that he just talked about, we really need to, select at least one subcommittee that we are linked to. Being on the committee and not being linked to a specific subcommittee is kind of a waste of time. So I know some people are, like Jason with the law enforcement, Phyllis with the special population, Barb and Ken and I with the reports, et cetera, et cetera. But I think that's very important. So I just wanted to make that comment. And I would say by the 1st of January, that first meeting, if everybody selects something, I mean, some are like boarding care are affected by the virus. But, you know, if you at least select one and, you know, those affected by the virus, we understand, you know, are going to be touch and go until that's over. But is that agreeable to everybody?
Getting a yes from Barbara, please. We need everybody to jump on a committee, please. Yes.
So I told Ken a couple months ago that I would help with a death, accident, and restraint review. So my goal is to at least review some prior to our November meeting.
Oh, cool. Me too. Who was that?
Tyson.
Oh, hi. Okay. Sorry, Tyson. Don't recognize your voice yet. So we'll need somebody for member recruitment, outreach, boarding care. Boarding care is a big one. It's on hold right now, but okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Susan. And speaking of board and care, that's been my baby for years, but that's on hold. The only visit we got in early this spring, but we'll be trying to sort out. I was listening to Central IOC on a call this last week, and it, pretty much all of us, we can't do a thing about it.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Frederica. Huh. Thank you for that. Interesting. We have two people active on the, Frederica just sent me a note, sent us a note. We have two people active. Dorothy's no longer on our committee, but Joanna's active. Okay. So we need Joanna. Thank you for being active, on the portal. And that means, I've got to come in from the farm and get on that computer myself. I also commit Tyson to have some reviews, because I would like to get at the, there's a monthly summary that's done in the seclusion restraints that I used to find extremely helpful. That's what I'm going to go look for, the monthly summaries, because you can actually compare what's going on from agency to agency. But I need to go in this new version, on a portal now, and see what it looks like. Back in the day, paper, it was brilliant. It was easy to do comparisons of the activities at the different agencies. It was all on like a 2-3 page report. But moving on. Okay.
Barbara.
And I'll be on the death and incidents also. This Susan.
Barbara, this is CJ. Before you move on from that section of the agenda, I'd like to remind you all that as of 10/1, so the first of this month, the seclusion and restraint reports are going to be entered through the new process in the QM portal. And I know we have offered to do some training, but we haven't had anything scheduled for any of your members. I think that this new process will kind of revive some of those old ones, but in an electronic form that you guys were used to, like being able to link related seclusion and restraint reports for a specific person, and also being able to run those summary reports and easily adjust them. So I have about an hour of demonstration within the portal type of training that I've done for the other IOCs. We have some scheduled for Northern, but Central, that worked out really well. So if you guys want to reach out to Rika with some availability, it does take about an hour to walk through all the different functions and talk through the differences and the changes. But for new folks reviewing incident, accident, death reports, or seclusion and restraint reports, we go through the whole thing in 1 hour.
Oh, that's great.
That's great. ECJ, in fact, I'd like to suggest with our committee members that maybe November, our meeting is on the Tuesday before Thanksgiving. I'd like to check now. Maybe we could, would that be a date that would be the sooner the better, in other words? So November, I think it's 24th is our next meeting. Would that work for committee members? Would it work for you, CJ?
It could work for me. I just want to caution. So the other committees have elected not to complete the training during their open meeting, so that we can actually open the portal under that committee's oversight. Since there is still healthcare information available, the personally identifying information is gone, but there is still healthcare information available. We're not comfortable opening the actual portal and showing you your live section of the portal in an open meeting, but we can schedule a special meeting and do it. If we do the training during your scheduled meeting, I can still do it, but it'll be PowerPoint. So we won't be able to do as much live demonstration of if you click here and how you sort this, which seems to be the most beneficial for the other committees that have taken advantage of that type of training.
Barbara, what about the week of the 16th? Is there a day that would work for everybody?
It works for me. Yes, absolutely. You know what I'll do, CJ? That I would prefer the being on there. So the navigation's tricky, I will admit, and I'm pretty comfortable because I was on that FTP server, speaking of tricky. And this would be brilliant if we could actually see the live versus the PowerPoint. It's really important on navigating that new portal for us. So yes, let me contact all of our members, come up with a date, and then I'll try to coordinate with you the week of the 16th of November. Perfect. Susan, that's a great idea. Thank you.
And just if it makes it any easier, I know a lot of you volunteers have day jobs. So I have been doing these trainings in the evening. So I'm available if you would like to do like a 5 to 6, and that opens up some of your availability. I know, especially those of you that are actively working, that these morning meetings are a little bit difficult to get out of work for. So I appreciate your time and your volunteer time. So I am available to do after hours or after 5 p.m. as well, if that's what you need.
Oh, that's great. I'm tired. I keep forgetting people work.
That's because
bless your heart. Okay, that's great.
I'll send out an email with my group and we'll get going on that, because that's absolutely wonderful. I appreciate it, and I'd like to see that very much. So the 16th of November. Perfect. Thank you, Tyson. Is that good for you too?
As long as it's later in the week, it can't be that Monday, but that week is good.
Okay, well, what I'll do is I'll do a little survey. We'll take care of it. Thank you, CJ, very much. Okay, we'll do a survey, Tyson. We'll get it figured out. Thank you. Okay, wow. Okay, special populations. Phyllis, have you got any news for us?
Hi, I'll make this brief. More in-person services are starting to be delivered to families and children as there's fewer restrictions. We'll see how long that lasts, but the families are really appreciative of people coming and meeting with them face to face. I was at a Council of Human Services meeting, and there was a great, very long discussion about the visitation policies of Department of Child Safety. There was concern, human service providers, that was the council I was meeting, I was at. There's concern about the length of time that DCS is having visits supervised, that there seems to be a concern that the visits are being supervised beyond when the families are doing everything they're supposed to be doing. As they're meeting the criteria and meeting their case plan expectations, the visits are still being supervised. And it creates a lot of confusion. Is very low staffed. So there's a long waiting list to get certain services for those supervised visits. Also, it creates a sense of, I'll never get out of this, from the parents, because they're doing everything they're supposed to be doing, and yet they're still supervised visits. So that was addressed. There is a young parent university given by the Arizona Department of Child Safety, and that's in December, and that is for mothers and fathers under the age of 21 that are actively parenting with custody of their kids, or if they're expecting. Program development manager is one of the presenters for that, Edward Casillas, and has developed that. There's also the 360 Youth is doing the first three Saturdays of November and December. They're having some high school student or young adult with a disability. And it starts November 7th, and it's every Saturday except for Thanksgiving weekend. Budgeting, almost adulting, civic engagement, systems advocacy, creating balance. So I have information about that. And finally, La Frontera has a winter break program for ages 6 to 13. The kids will be divided into groups of no more than 7 each, and that's for December 21st through the 23rd and December 28th through the 31st, from 9 to 11:30 or 1 to 3:30. And I have flyers for all of those if anybody wants more information. I imagine Sharon has this information. And Sharon, I don't know if you have anything for the your part, the foster care, foster kinship, adoption stuff.
She sent me a message. I think she had 11 o'clock. She had to jump off, Phyllis.
I thought I saw her leave. Okay. All right. Sorry. But that's all I have for right now.
That's a lot. That's great.
Thanks. Thanks, Phyllis. That is a lot. And yes, do please, if you send me flyers, any email you'll send me, I will distribute to both our members and our guests. Thank you.
Sure, no problem.
Okay, and so moving on to administrative miscellaneous annual report. We did touch on that. Susan, do you have any? Everyone, I know I'd sent you an email on the annual report and I'd asked for a little sentence or blurb about yourself. And then I was rethought it and it was mentioned to me, but maybe not to do that, where I had thought, oh gosh, we have no filler this year. So perhaps if we wrote a little blurb about ourselves, you know, just introducing ourselves as the committee members, just a sentence or so. But I guess we will not do that. So, but I will be reaching out to several of you, especially on the subcommittees, for a little help in Susan and I on getting a little more information because of the sketchy ability to get at our notes. I've kept notes on my agenda each month, but it isn't enough, you know, to actually fill out the annual report. Susan, since you're my wonderful, you're the writer, I'm the co-writer. Anyway, have you got comments?
Well, you know, in listening to everybody, Jason, Phyllis, CJ, and et cetera, there's so much information that y'all have. And Tyson, I know I'm leaving a lot of people out, but I know it's very difficult, but if you have a better memory than I do, if you can kind of think back the highlights of the year that your area of expertise might have touched on or significant changes, even if it's just a paragraph, that would help tremendously. Phyllis, for example, I remember listening to you a couple months ago and it was kind of dire, I thought. And now it's just like, oh my gosh, all these things are happening and it's great. And, you know, just those kinds of things. And if, I don't know if it's CJ or Frederica or who, but, if somebody could write just a blurb on the training that's happened, whether it was on the portal or I forget what it was called last month, but something like that, just a simple paragraph would be awesome, because you have the expertise and that would sure save hours and hours of listening to those tapes. Does that sound reasonable? Hello?
I think Frederica's having trouble with her audio. I can certainly look back through my calendar and do a summary of any relevant trainings that Access has provided to your committee. And I can also include that trauma-informed care that our REBA provided for you, because I was on that one, so that way John doesn't have to do that. But I can commit to giving that to you. Do you have a timeline that you need that by?
Well, unfortunately, yes. The report's due by December 1st, and I didn't think of this until just now. My apologies. So just any time in November, I'm so sorry. It's short notice. But again, it doesn't have to be real fancy. I'm a pretty good wordsmith. If you can just get me the highlights, that'd be awesome.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Once we sit down with the calendar and look over Frederica's notes, again, she's having some audio issue today, so I'm just kind of speaking for her. But she and I can get together next week. We should have it to you within a week or two. It's I'm not certain of the dates. If we did any training for you this year, because – we do so many across the state. So we'll definitely try and tailor something for you and get it to you in the next couple of weeks for sure.
Yeah, dates are totally irrelevant. So that would be awesome. Thank you so much.
No problem at all.
I second that. Thank you, CJ. Yeah. Joe Kaufman. Hi, Joe. Just joined us. I've got to speak to Larry. Are you there? Speaking of which.
Yes, Larry. I'm here.
I had invited Central and North and a few others, but I just did it in the form of sending them our agenda. And I'll be needing your help, I guess, sending them out a meeting request. Because so many of them, I see that they have not joined us, and it's probably because they're having a difficulty getting on. I just wanted to mention that while it's on my mind. Okay, that's pretty much our agenda. And then I've got REBA and provider updates. I see, Joe, that you're joining us. No worries about it. No worries at all. Do any of our providers have anything to that any good news out in COVID land? Any news coming from the community?
Barbara, Michelle had put into the chat a few minutes ago that she had to jump off. She was your representative from Kodak, and she just added that she has no updates right now.
Thank you. Thank you, CJ. Thank you.
Barbara, can you hear me?
Yes.
This is Susan. Just to backtrack to what I said a minute ago, I know not everybody's on the call. Would it be possible to just send out a brief email with the request that I asked, just, you know, an update for the year, just a brief, you know, paragraph?
Yes. Susan, this is Tyson. In the notes that I'm taking, I put that down, and I'll email those over to Barbara by tomorrow morning.
Oh, cool. Thank you. I forgot you were taking notes. Okay.
Thank you, Ty, twice. And thank you, Joe. I got your message. No updates. Okay. So is it everything?
Hello. Hi, this is Adriana with United. We don't have any updates either. Sorry.
Oh, thanks, Adrian. Thank you.
Not a problem.
Melissa Brown's not here today, but there was someone. You're representing. Yeah, that's my question answered. Okay, well, if there's nothing else, does anybody have anything to add or subtract or comments? We're just about at the end of it today. Anybody have anything?
So, Barbara, the only thing I would maybe throw out there, and I think it's a good idea to have people attached to the subcommittees, is that as a group, maybe in November and finalized in December, define what the goal or the role of those groups are. So when people select which subcommittee, they know what their responsibilities are.
That's a great idea.
Great. Okay. Wrote that down. Ready? Okay. Yes. Larry, that's a great idea.
And to that, Barb, we may need to put out a blurb, if you will, to all the committee members on those subcommittees that don't have people linked to them already, such as law enforcement, et cetera, exactly what the expectations are. I think they're in there somewhere. I don't know where. So they're not just, you know, shooting from the hip, so to speak.
Okay, we'll work that one out too. Jason's been really, really good law enforcement when he can join us as far as bringing Scott.
Right.
I see. But yes, yeah. Okay, we can do all the above. Yes. Thanks, Larry. Thanks, CJ. Thanks, Frederica. And all our guests.
You're welcome.
You, Adriana, and Michelle. Oh, she's gone. And Joe. And our crew. So expect some emails, and I hope you have Oh, good. I hope you have a really safe and healthy next few weeks, and we'll be in touch, especially about the training which CJ is going to provide us. Thank you, CJ. I'm so glad that you're on the call. So that'll be that.